century apartment buildings known as the tenements. These fine architectural soldiers had originally been created by Glasgow's Improvement Trust as model housing for working-class families. But by the time the Connollys moved into half of the third floor of 65 Dover Street in Anderston, many of them had deteriorated into rotting slums that would need more than a spot of paint to take the bad look off them, as Billy would say. The classically derived elevations in red or yellow sandstone were usually pleasant enough, but inside a dingy central staircase, stinking of cabbage and cat piss, spiraled upwards to the flats. Two or more pokey apartments were squeezed into each floor, usually with just two rooms apiece, and a communal bathroom out on the landing. Some families were lumbered with the coffin end or corner apartment, which was even smaller than the rest. The buildings themselves butted right out onto the street and were usually entered via an interior alleyway known as a close. The Wally closes, as some were called, were beautifully tiled halfway up the wall with a leafy motif running along the top. Such finery, however, ended abruptly at the threshold of a darker, often treacherous tunnel known as the Dunny, short for dungeon, that dead-ended in an enclosed rear courtyard, itself a veritable assault course of broken bicycles, flapping knickers, and